Welcome to The Kitchen Table, a show dedicated to helping you escape diet culture, gain trust with food, honor your body, and live a brighter life. Hello, hello, and welcome back to The Kitchen Table. I'm your host, Alicia Brown, and today, first, I just want to share my excitement about intuitive eating. I woke up today with just like this new excitement that like intuitive eating even exists. Like I woke up with just like an appreciation for the authors of Intuitive Eating, Evelyn Triboli and Elise Resch, for connecting me back with food again. I just woke up with just an immense appreciation for that. And I want to share more about that. Like, thank God we have intuitive eating, so we don't feel diets are like the only way to live or be healthy anymore. Thank God. I want to talk a little bit more about that. And I want to talk about how body comments don't help. Body comments can be a thing that takes away from our ability to really eat intuitively when we feel like we're preoccupied or fearful in our bodies or fearful about how our bodies look. We're comparing our bodies to other bodies. Of course, we really care about how other people perceive us, and our bodies are in some way a reflection of us. We can feel really judged when people make body comments. And also the praise that we can get for changing our body, especially down to a smaller size, this can be harmful. This can be damaging, especially when our bodies change back into the other direction. It's really hard to sometimes think about how these body comments change our perception of ourselves. And that's what I want to talk about in the show today. But before I dive into these two topics, I want to ask you right now, and thank you for doing so, pull out your phone and hit the subscribe button. Yes, just type in The Kitchen Table with Alicia Brown, wherever you get your podcast. That could be Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Type in The Kitchen Table with Alicia Brown and hit subscribe. Ta-da! And then the heavens open, right? And you get this like accolades from this choir of angels. Not exactly, but it is a gift to me by you hitting that subscribe button. That helps me get through all of the dieting podcasts and onto the charts. This means that I get into the ears and the eyes, if you're watching this on YouTube, of more viewers and listeners. So thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate it. This podcast, it's truly like my bread and butter, my bread and butter and jam sometimes. So I really just enjoy being here with you at the kitchen table. And I thank you for hitting that subscribe button. If you have a second, also write a review. I would love for you to write a review and say something about how this podcast has helped you in any way. If it has in any way, that means so much. So thank you for doing so. To get back into my like appreciation for intuitive eating, I flipped open my phone and hopped on Instagram this morning, and ta-da, Evelyn Triboli came up on my Instagram feed. She is like home to me, this woman. It is almost like she has, you know, like held the light in front of me on the path for a while as I was discovering my own intuitive eating journey. I feel close to her. I've never met her, but I feel like she really helped me find myself in so many ways. And if you read her book at the beginning, you know, of the book Intuitive Eating, it talks about how I'm not unique in that. Thousands of us have read the book Intuitive Eating and felt like Evelyn and Elise helped us find our own way home through food and body stuff, reconnecting with ourselves by reconnecting with food in our bodies again. And so when Evelyn came up on my feed, I was like, oh my gosh, Evelyn, tell me what's good today. She was talking about hunger and how it's best for us to respect and honor our hunger when it shows up, right? Oftentimes we want to dismiss or deny or distract ourselves from feeling hungry when really this is like a primal thing. We all experience hunger. It's a part of being alive, just like breathing is. And the way that she's talking and saying these things are just so true to like common humanity left me feeling like, thank God this exists. It's like common sense, full circle. Yes, it's so common sense to me how when we listen to our body and honor our body, we're rewarded with better health. And for so long, living in diet culture, right, and the dieting and weight loss paradigm, we become so disconnected from that, that it's like, oh, we're constantly seeking other things that can help us be healthier, other diets, other meal plans, other dietitians, other nutritionists, other fitness and influencer pros to tell us what we need to do to eat better and to stay on track. No, if we actually unravel all of that learning, all of that conditioning, all of that pursuit of weight loss and reconnect with ourselves, we're rewarded with better health in so many ways beyond what diet culture would ever be able to provide for us. And I'm just so darn thankful for that today. Not only does it give me purpose in my life to come here and share this message with you, but like truly for me personally, it's changed my life. And I just want to share that appreciation with you because it's a really cool feeling. I wonder if I never encountered intuitive eating, I would still be stuck in the stuckness of diet culture. And this is where I meet with you and we talk about these things through, right? About what diet culture is, what we're learning, and how to get a glimpse of what it might be like to reconnect with ourselves. That gives me great joy because for a lot of us, it's like we don't know there's another way yet. We're so much into the weight loss paradigm. We're constantly in the pursuit and we know that, gosh, we're so disciplined, we're ambitious, we got willpower, we can just do it and grind through it. We talked about that in a prior episode, how that's typically the messaging of weight loss culture is just keep grinding. When really, if it's like, oh, we just press pause on that, we can recognize that there's another way. And I'm just so darn thankful to be on here with the show and to talk to you about this other way. Especially when Evelyn was talking about hunger this morning, it was like, oh my gosh, of course, it's so common sense. And I hear this from clients all the time. It's so common sense. Just eat when you're hungry, choose what you want. Yes. And it's common sense and it works and it's difficult. It's difficult to retrain ourselves to do these things. And that's why I'm here doing what I'm doing, because reconnecting with the body can be totally foreign after decades of dieting, after decades of kind of dismissing our bodies, being go with the flow, being on autopilot with our health, or trying to cram ourselves into a smaller body size, seeing our weight fluctuate, all of that seriously damages our relationships with food and our body. And so when we incrementally see these opportunities to build body trust and reconnect, that is what gives me the greatest joy. And I'm so glad that intuitive eating is the framework that we have, the framework that exists that helps us better connect with ourselves and our bodies. Oh, can you tell I'm just on fire for this work? It's really important work, but I worry that if it didn't exist, you and I both would still be in the diet culture paradigm. And that will take a toll on our physical, mental, and emotional health. It's painful. It's painful to feel like we're always not doing the right thing when it comes to feeding ourselves. It's painful to think that we'll never look in a way that's accepted by ourselves, right? We'll never feel accepted by ourselves if we're constantly trying to change our bodies. We can't accept ourselves and work to change our bodies at the same time. That doesn't really make sense for me. We can make health pursuits happen while accepting our bodies. I actually argue that through accepting our bodies, we engage in more health-promoting behaviors. It's kind of like the chicken or the egg concept, right? But as far as weight loss goals, weight loss is super intentional. Like, I am going to change my body. It's hard to accept your body while intentionally saying, I want to change it the way that it looks. I don't accept my body and I want to change the way that it looks. Makes more sense than I truly accept my body the way that it is right now, the shape that it is right now, and I want to change it. That doesn't make sense to me. So, the body acceptance is a really key element to intuitive eating because intuitive eating asks that we put weight loss goals on the back burner. It acknowledges that we all have a desire for weight loss because we are painted this picture that weight loss will grant us a better life in this culture. And so intuitive eating asks you not to like just dismiss that desire all completely. I actually think that a lot of people that have a quote unquote healed relationship with their body still desire weight loss at times because that conditioning, that wiring, that belief system is still there somewhat, but we have what it takes to talk ourselves through that. We have stronger other belief systems that reconnect us with ourselves in a better way as we reinforce this idea of accepting our body. But really, kind of going into the second topic of body acceptance today, I want to talk about how body comments sometimes really get in the way of our work in intuitive eating. When people typically are in the weight loss paradigm and they are slashing their intake, right? They are cutting their calories, they're cutting out foods, they're abiding by a meal plan. They're trying to get ready for like a wedding or an event. Like there's summer coming up. Oh, the weight loss messaging getting into summer is so toxic. You don't have to change your body for a season. Anyway, the comments that come when we're in that weight loss paradigm, if we have lost weight, typically reinforce the behaviors that we engaged in to lose that weight, right? And so when people see a body that's lost weight, it's really common for that to be praised, for you to say, oh, you look so healthy. You look so great. You look so healthy and great. And it's because this person that's making the comment is exhibiting this weight loss, and because of the culture we live in, that weight loss equals health. But when we make comments like that, the reason why I say that they're not useful, they're not helpful, is because sometimes the behaviors that we've engaged in to see the weight loss happen are oftentimes very unhealthy. Oftentimes, they are not healthy behaviors. So when unhealthy behaviors are tied with the weight loss and the praise, what we're really praising is the restriction, the over-exercising. For me, I'll share that this happened personally. I really struggle with the chronic disease of ulcerative colitis. Darn it. This disease is like, it's the worst. I openly complain about having to deal with this cross that I bear. I have celiac disease and I also have ulcerative colitis. My medications have been a little bit up in the air. My appetite has been fluctuating because of it. And I've seen some changes in my body as well. How confusing is it for a person who is struggling to deal with a chronic disease be praised for how their body has changed? It doesn't feel right. In my most unhealthy times, where I have been most struggling with my ulcerative colitis, or when I was most struggling in my relationship with food, I was praised for the weight loss that was exhibited because of that. What did that reinforce in my mind? Well, back when I had a very poor relationship with food and I was engaging in very unhealthy behaviors, as I'm mentioning, and being praised for that weight loss from others, it just reinforced those behaviors. That meant more restriction, more over-exercising, more diligence for what I was eating, having to be that size was now tied to how other people perceive me and my identity. Now that is really, that's really tricky. It's hard to unravel that. And it's hard to really be open to the fact that engaging in healthier behaviors, even if they change your weight, can change your life in a better way, right? Because typically, if people then gain weight, they don't hear the compliments anymore. I hear this a lot from clients that, oh, my life was just so much better when I lost weight. Everyone thought that I was doing so good. They had no idea. Similar in my scenario, right? That I was killing myself at the gym, that I was really obsessed with how I was eating. They had no idea. They just saw my body. So I thought I had to just keep doing those things until I couldn't do it anymore. So people don't realize that there's always a breaking point with this, and that it's so painful for sometimes that weight gain to happen and to not feel the praise, to not be perceived as healthy by other people, can be a really painful experience. This is one of the biggest things that prevents people from experiencing the joys of intuitive eating, because the fear of weight change is so great. We fear how people might judge us. We fear how our bodies may change. We fear if we let go control, that tight grip on the diet or, you know, of the meal plan or of the meal delivery stuff that we're doing or trying to just eat the X number of foods, right? If we loosen that grip, we are so fearful of how our bodies might change and how that might be perceived by everybody else. And so back to the body comments conversation, oftentimes You know, as we lose weight, praise comes. As we gain weight, praise ceases. And then we perceive that people perceive us as less healthy than as before. But none of this has its roots in actual health-promoting behavior. All it has its roots in is diet culture and superficial comments, which don't have any roots at all. So my advice to you today on the show is to actually, in a very gentle way, just a really gentle recommendation here, don't comment on other people's bodies. Don't comment on body change. Of course, shower people with compliments. Shower people with compliments. They don't have to be body specific. Oh my God, you look stunning today. You look ravishing. You look awesome. There's a new glow about you today. Are you feeling more energy lately? Tell me more about that. What's going on for you in your life? Sometimes, again, like when people lose weight, they might not have a new glow. They might not have energy. Ask them with maybe some like concern, like, hey, how are you feeling today? Instead of just seeing their weight change as something to comment on, instead, how about really asking them like, hey, I really noticed, not even that, scratch that. How are you feeling today? Is there something changing in your life? Do you want to take a minute to talk about it? Show care and concern when you see weight change instead of just praise, right? Oh my gosh, there are so many unhealthy behaviors that you could be praising if you just praise the weight loss. Disease, like chronic disease, like I've mentioned for myself, addiction, smoking, so many things, and food and body stuff, mental illness, depression. And so it can be really confusing for somebody to be on the receiving end. And maybe this was you at one time. Maybe this was you to be on like the receiving end of, you know, hearing a compliment about your weight loss. And then you think, God, like I've been in a really crappy place right now. Thank you for the compliment. But inside you might be thinking, this doesn't, I don't know. Should I be complimenting on how I'm feeling? There's something good coming out of all of the suck that I'm in right now? I don't know. Because actually, if we're not eating well, we're not healthy, right? And we're in a really hard place. We need somebody at that time sometimes to show us some care or concern rather than just superficial praise for body change. And again, of course we praise superficial body change because it's perceived as healthier in our culture. That's one of the myths that I just want to break through on this podcast and just say like, yeah, no, we can't equate weight loss with health for all the reasons that I just mentioned. And so instead, if you really feel like somebody has like a new energy about them or they're glowing or they look great, you know, like they did something different with their hair, like it can be really fun to compliment those kind of things, right? But body change, we just don't know enough information to know exactly what we might be praising, to know if we're doing that person a service because they really care about how other people perceive them. Your words really matter. And so it's much safer, much easier to just really compliment on the person they are or to comment a message of, you know, concern or care or respect or admiration or about their health in other ways, right? Oh my gosh, I'm so glad that you're feeling better. You know, like you seem like so clear, full of energy today. I love to comment on energy, of course, because I think energy is a better indicator of health, way better indicator of health than weight loss, right? Everybody wants more energy. Everybody wants to be perceived as clear and vibrant and positive, you know? So if you're really seeing that in somebody else, you know, just complimenting them on that. Oh my gosh, I'm really enjoying your energy today. What's new? What's happening? Connect. There's a lack of connection today, especially with all this coronavirus stuff in the last year. People are wanting more connection. Connect with them about how they're doing. Ask them about their health and what they've been up to instead of a superficial comment about their weight that can be more destructive than you might know. And also, if you're feeling like somebody is kind of like maybe lost some energy, right? Like they're seeming to be struggling with something. Instead of just seeing their weight loss, right? Getting to the deeper nitty-gritties of like, hey, what's going on? How are you doing? Tell me about how you're feeling. Where's your mental state at today? It was funny. My sisters, we had a birthday this last weekend. It was my mom's birthday and my sister Maria's boyfriend's birthday. They share a birthday. And we went out to eat with the family. And one of my sisters said, "Alicia, how are you doing? How are your mentals? How are your mentals?" And I was like, you know what? I feel so seen in that, because so much people are like, "Oh, Amelia, how's Amelia doing? How's Amelia?" You know, and I love that. Nothing makes me more happy than when people love my daughter. I mean, that makes me so happy. But sometimes it's like really challenging. My whole life in the past year has been completely flipped upside down with having a kid. And my priorities are all different. My, you know, routines are all different. I have like this new like spidey sense, like at all times, I'm kind of like fearful for what might happen or what she might be eating, or I'm like onto the next thing. Like I'm always feeling a little bit more flighty and fighty in the past year than ever before, because I've never cared about something so much. Right. And so for somebody, you know, asking me how my mentals are, which I don't know if you like that term or not, but in the moment, I received it in such like a fun way. And I think it's a fun way to ask in a light way, like, "How's your mental health?" And I thought, thank you so much for asking. Oh, my UC has been all over the place. And oh, you know, like, I just like, I finally felt like, oh, like, thank you for asking. I really been, it would be so great to connect on this level, because there's actually a lot going on in there. So it can really help a person feel really seen. And maybe not everyone is so responsive to that. I'm in like this mental health kind of work. And so of course I'm like, thank God, you know, how's your mental health as well? You know, that's a great thing to focus on. And that goes to like this, that goes in parallel with this greater concept of how our culture as a whole focuses so much on appearance and not as much about, you know, the person, their mental state, and how they're doing with coping with life, how hard life is for so many of us so often. You know, how are you coping? How are you dealing with all the challenges we got going on right now? And what's really exciting for you going on right now? Like, those are ways that you can have deeper connection with somebody rather than just complimenting on their bodies. The last thing that I want to, instead of just commenting on their bodies or complimenting their bodies, comments or compliments, my whole point of this is sometimes they're not as serving or not serving and not as like well received as you think they might be, you know? Guess that's what I'm trying to say. And the last thing that I want to bring to the conversation here, the last thing I want to bring to the kitchen table here today, is that sometimes people will make a comment about your body. And that can be difficult, especially if you're in the work, as you might be, of trying to distance yourself from exactly body size change, right? So if you're in the work of intuitive eating and accepting your body, it can be a little bit difficult to have somebody make a comment about your body, especially if you've exhibited some weight loss, if you are in a smaller size because of this work, or if you're in a larger size because of this work. Oftentimes comments happen. And so if you are in this work, a way that you can kind of deflect politely these comments, or redirect, and redirect's a better word, a way to redirect these comments and a way to stay in the work, right? Because sometimes like when we're complimented for any body change, you know, we want to react and then compensate with food or exercise, right? Instead of doing that, by staying in the work, you can stay in the work by saying, you know what? I'm really focusing on healing my relationship with food and body right now, and it feels really good. So you can turn the conversation of focusing on the body, how it looks, to focusing on the body, how it feels, right? So when somebody compliments you on weight change, you might say, "Oh my gosh, I feel so good. I'm really doing this work of healing my relationships with food in my body. I'm practicing intuitive eating, you know, maybe for the first time ever. Maybe you're even getting support with that. Great. You can even share that. It's a way for you to like advocate for yourself in this work." Guess what happens when you do that? You like strengthen your relationship with your body tenfold, because you get to articulate the work that you're doing to somebody else. That's incredibly powerful. Anybody that loves you, that you would say that to, is going to be on fire for the work that you're doing. That confidence that comes through of like, "Oh, I'm feeling really good." If you are feeling good, of course, and kind of just really lightly saying like the work that you're doing, like I'm reducing anxieties and triggers around food and body stuff and really focusing on how I'm feeling and it's serving me really well, which it often does, right? That's a great way to kind of change the conversation from how your body looks to how your body is really feeling. And it's a great way to advocate for yourself. Another thing that I like to say is like, my energy is really good. Kind of bringing it back to, instead of health being associated with weight loss, health being associated with energy. Energy, a way better barometer of health. We're never going to be high energy all the time. I think that's, we can even be healthy and be low energy, of course. But even the recognition of that, I think, is most healthy, right? So just saying, I'm feeling really good. You know, my energy most days is really good. And I'm really working on, you know, doing X, Y, and Z. And also, if you're not doing the work in intuitive eating and you're just here to kind of learn about the philosophy of it, you know, for anybody, these body comments can be hurtful or harmful, and you might just want to deflect from it altogether. And so you might even say like, hey, I, you know, thank you for saying whatever, or, you know, or maybe not even thank you, but like, you know, I hear what you're saying. The best thing, going to their intention, because their intentions are good. You could even say, I get the intention behind what you're trying to say to me. However, I am really not, I'm not really receptive to comments about my body at this state in my life right now. That's laying a boundary. That's healthy. That's advocating for yourself. And sometimes it's completely necessary. It's completely necessary. It's a good thing to do. And again, that establishes body trust. Your body recognizes in that moment, like, oh yes, protection. Excellent. Protection against, you know, this trigger, this stuff that I'm still working on or just not really allowing into my life right now. So all in all, what we talked about on the show today is, first, just to recap, you know, thank God intuitive eating exists. So we have a way out of diet culture. We have a way out of the dieting and weight loss paradigm. Another way exists that grants us more health in many different ways than you could ever imagine. Beyond health also, intuitive eating is like the avenue to help us reconnect with ourselves and our bodies. Intuitive eating is a truly embodiment practice. It's an embodied practice. You can embody the work of intuitive eating and live it out for the rest of your life. People think I'm crazy when I say that. It's just true. It's like the way out of the cyclical dieting mantra and the way into recognizing and building trust with yourself so you can really rely on yourself to eat and feel good for the rest of your life, as good as possible for you and your body, whatever the circumstances that you have right now. Being attuned to your body is one of the greatest gifts of intuitive eating that stretches far beyond food and body stuff. And we talk about that a bunch on the show. So thanks for staying tuned for that. The second thing that we talked about today on the show is to not comment on other people's body changes, right? Really important. You know, we could do more harm than we realize despite our good intentions. And when people make a body change comment toward us, we could just say, gosh, you could just say the truth. You know, for me, when I was struggling with UC as well, I was just like, gosh, you know, like my UC is terrible right now. I'm having a really hard time controlling my ulcerative colitis, you know, and it's impacting me in so many ways. Here's my mental health. Here's my physical health. I mean, with somebody that I really love, I might share with them all these things. With somebody who doesn't really know me, I just say, you know, like my health is not great right now. That might shock them, you know, especially if this person has exhibited weight loss. To hear that like their health is not great, they'll be like, what? And then you might have to go into it a little bit, but you don't have to. But it's definitely a misperception because we generally equate weight loss with health. And so really thinking about comments that you give out to other people about their bodies, I encourage that we redirect those and focus on how a person might be feeling. And for comments geared toward us about our bodies, we can deflect them and deflect the conversation from how our body looks to how our body feels. I hope you enjoyed this conversation today. It transpired from a DM that I got from a friend, and I didn't mention this before. Colleen, a dear friend of mine, DM'd me on Instagram And by dear friend, I mean, she's like been in this work of intuitive eating for a long time, and we've messaged back and forth a bunch. So she's definitely here at the kitchen table with us, I know for sure. She sent me a DM and asked me, like, what do we do when other people make a comment about our body and we're not really focusing on how the body looks right now? That's where this conversation is coming from. And I've struggled with this too. I know many people have struggled with this too. And I hope that this episode today provide you some answers from how to maybe shift our conversation directed towards others and the conversation that might be directed towards our bodies too. So thank you so much for tuning in. If this impacted you in any way, and maybe there's somebody in your mind that is like, ooh, they would really benefit from hearing what Alicia said at the kitchen table today, screenshot this episode and share it with a friend, or share it even better on social media. You can find me at AliciaBrown.RDN. Alicia is spelled A-L-I-C-I-A Brown, like the color, .RDN on Instagram. That's where you can find me. From now until June also, I am taking on one-on-one clients. I'm not like totally taking just like the masses right now. I probably could take on like 1 to 2 best fit clients right now. I'm also developing a program that will be more available to more people in June. And it will be a group program. It's going to be focusing on intuitive eating, embodiment, style, home, and cooking. Finally, cooking. Because when you rediscover your more authentic and true, genuine relationship with food that's entirely yours, it changes the cooking game altogether. So I'm so excited to get in the kitchen with you in this program. I will be here for updates. It's going to be launching in June. Can't wait. You'll get all the updates here at the kitchen table. But if you're finding like right now, you are in the work and you are needing support. Like maybe right now you're thinking, gosh, if I just got a leg up on the game right now, and it's really important in your life right now to invest in this work right before the summer season. You know, it's like beach body, you know, everything right now. If you're just like so caught up in all that and you want to find this different way of intuitive eating to reconnect yourself with food because you're sick of tolerating all this diet culture stuff, but you don't know where to go next, sign up for my 3-month intuitive eating intensive. It's a great time to sign up. It's right before my program launches in June. Excellent time to heal your relationship with food in your body. If we're a great fit, after you fill out the form on my website, you can go to my website, www.nutritionwithalicia.com. Click the Work With Me tab, fill out the form. I'll get in touch with you. And if it seems like a good fit for the both of us to get started, we will. I don't want anybody right now who feels like they're really needing the help and the work and the support right now to not have it. And so I'm there for you in this. This is my pride and joy. It's what I love to do. I'm so excited again that this exists so we can get out of diet culture. And I'm here to be like how Evelyn was to me, to just hold that light up for you a couple of steps in front of the way and to guide you on your journey to reconnecting with yourself and your body and your greater health and well-being. Again, thank you so much for listening today. On Thursday, we have an excellent interview lined up. So don't miss that episode coming this Thursday. I wish you a wonderful day and we will meet back at the kitchen table very soon. Enjoy. Talk soon. Bye.